A Central Illinois Republican says he's opposed to President Trump's tariffs on Mexico.
But I'm still going to stand up, and many of my colleagues are going to stand up and say, we think you need to do something different here.
That's Congressman Rodney Davis. I'm Brian Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, June 7th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with global trade and how it impacts Illinois, from farmers who sell their crops worldwide to the things we buy at the store. Last week, President Trump said he would impose a 5% tariff starting June 10th on all imported goods from Mexico that would gradually increase until the flow of undocumented immigrants across the border stopped. Congressman Rodney Davis is a Republican who represents parts of Bloomington Normal. While he says immigration is a problem that needs a solution, he says he's opposed to using tariffs in this way.
We have the highest amount of individuals entering our country illegally along the southern border than we've had in decades. Something has to be done.
Davis says the Trump administration missed an opportunity last July to pass a bipartisan immigration bill. He says it would have dealt with both border security and the Dreamers. But he says it only garnered about 112 Republican supporters, no Democrats, and Trump himself backed away from it with the midterm elections looming.
And then right when it was crunch time, said, well, maybe we can solve this after the elections. That's not leadership. And the administration knows that using tariffs now, when we had a solution that was bipartisan, should have been a bipartisan solution before, is not the answer.
Davis says he's worried tariffs on Mexico will jeopardize the ability to finalize a reworked version of the NAFTA trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, called the USMCA. In an interview with Charlie Schlenker on GLT's Sound Ideas, Davis says the USMCA and other bilateral deals are still in play, for now.
They have the chance to go down as one of the greatest administrations in our nation's history when it comes to global free trade. But they're on the precipice, Charlie, of being the worst ever. If they don't get any of this done. And this tariff threat takes our eye off the ball when it comes to passing the USMCA through Congress.
Davis was in McLean County yesterday, also visiting Chestnut Health Services to discuss efforts to slow the opioid epidemic. He also stopped at Funk's Grove Heritage Fruits and Grains and the Maple Syrup Shop. And here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. Police have arrested two suspects in the October slaying of Trevante Kirkwood in Bloomington. 19-year-old Jordan Thornton of Bloomington and 21-year-old Quentin Jackson of Peoria are in custody at the McLean County Jail. A Roman Catholic bishop is punishing the top two Democrats in the Illinois legislature for supporting a sweeping abortion rights measure. Bishop Thomas Papraki says neither House Speaker Michael Madigan nor Senate President John Cullerton should receive communion for supporting the bill. And McLean County emergency responders were able to corral some horses that escaped last night after a crash on Interstate 74. Videos are circulating on social media of the horses galloping down the median near Downs. These stories and more at WGLT.org. Tomorrow is one of my favorite days of the year, the GLT Summer Concert presented by CEFQ. A couple weeks ago, we went out with GLT Music Director John Norton and did a little video with some of the bands performing. Here's a bit of that. Take it away, John.
And we are really excited about the bands that we're bringing you this summer. Two are from Bloomington Normal. I want to bring one of them in right now. Austin with Third Street Down, and Nick and Damare and Logan are here. Man, we're excited to have you guys.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
Yeah, now, you've recently changed your name from Sunday Afternoon to Third Street Down. Why? What gives?
Well, with Sunday Afternoon, we loved the name, but it just came that a lot of people were getting confused. Like, if we played on a Friday night, they're confused. Oh, I thought we were playing on Sunday Afternoon.
It really happened?
Like that. Oh, yeah. Just about every show would happen. So we decided we'd come up with something a little less confusing, but still had meaning to us.
What's with Third Street Down?
Third Street Down is the street that I live on in my neighborhood, actually. We always practice at my house, so the Third Street Down in the neighborhood is kind of important to us.
Got it. All right. Nick, you've been known as Sunday Afternoon as a funky, soulful R&B band. You still the same?
We are definitely still the same. We've still got quite a few. We still got the originals we had before, but we got a couple new ones that we are going to put out for this new season, so we're excited to let you guys see it.
Austin, you got a few tricks up your sleeve with guest artists at all?
Yeah, we're getting things in the work. We've been talking with a few friends of ours, and hopefully we'll get them out here to play the show with us.
All right, cool. We're looking forward to having you on stage, you guys. So that's the guys from Third Street Down. They're the opening act at the GLT Summer Concert on June 8th. I'd like to bring in another Bloomington Normal band, or at least a couple of them from the band that also are going to be on the bill. I've got Scott Wilson and Tommy O'Donnell from the Something Brothers. Man, we're excited to have you guys on stage.
We're excited to be there.
Yeah.
Or when we are.
It's June 8th.
June 8th, not the 9th, it's June 8th.
It's a Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Okay, you got it?
Got it.
Okay.
It's on my calendar.
Well, I know a lot of people are excited to have you guys back playing again because, as we talked on the air, it was about a three-decade break between what you were doing and then you're back again. But you're not playing just old stuff. You've got a brand new album. It's a great new album out. I'm guessing you're going to be featuring some of that as well?
Oh, yeah. I think we're playing everything except maybe one song off of that. We got a couple maybe brand new things that aren't even on the record.
Really?
So maybe.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
We're hoping.
Okay. Tommy, you guys back in the day were these guys. You were Third Street Down. The Something Brothers were up and coming. You guys were killing it. These guys are trying to do the same thing. Do you have any advice for these guys in Third Street Down? Because they're really trying to kill it here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously by the age difference, they're about as old as we were when we started, and we played a lot back then for many, many years, played a ton of shows. My advice would be don't break up.
Find yourself 30 years later going, hey, why'd we do that?
Why'd we do that?
Tommy and Scott from the Something Brothers, Austin and Nick and Damari and Logan from Third Street Down, they're going to be playing at the GLT Summer Concert on June 8th. We've got some other great bands you're going to love as well because we're going to bring them up from New Orleans, the Rebirth Brass Band, and they're not going to be on stage. They're going to do like New Orleans. They're going to be in the street. So that is going to be a blast. And then to headline the show, it's Atlantic recording artist Adia Victoria. Think blues, think rock, think R&B, think kind of a punk garage thing. She does it all. If you go and see her two albums, they're critically acclaimed. And that's why Atlantic Records picked her up. So this is a great show. We're excited. We hope you can join us June 8th on the square in downtown Bloomington. Specifically, that's Main and Jefferson, right across from the McLean County Museum of History. We'll see you there.
Beer, wine, and food open at 3:30 tomorrow. Music begins at 4:30. Full details at WGLT.org. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast. They're also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.